One of the things I carry along in order to be able to disguise myself as fit to appear in a college or university is a political poem, which I think I might as well read now and have it over with. It's called Aunt Mabel. Our town is haunted by many good deeds that reappear like a country cousin or a truth when language falters these days trying to lie, because Aunt Mabel, an old lady gone now, would have cost even strangers to give bright flowers away quick as a striking snake. Its deeds like this have weakened me, shaken by intermittent trust, stricken with friendliness. Our senator talked like war, and Aunt Mabel said, "He's a brilliant man, but we didn't elect him that much." Everyone's resolve weakens toward evening, or in a flash when a face melds, a stranger's even, reminded for an instant between menace and fear, there are Aunt Mabels all over the world, or their graves in the rain. The kind of move I'd like to make, the kind of sacrifice I'd like to make this poem is, if, for many people, writing seems like something that you do by having something worth saying and then mustering those skills necessary to say it. It sounds so reasonable, but I want to contend against that. And the formulation I tried in the first class I met here, I guess it was yesterday, is something like this. A writer is not so much someone who has something to say and gets the words and skills and so on to say it, as he is a person who has found a way toward a process that will bring about things to say he wouldn't have thought of if he hadn't entered the process. And I use this poem to try to make that point, just because even before getting started without much momentum in this creative process, it's quite possible for a person, even like myself, to have a cute idea like our town is haunted by good deeds or there are Aunt Mabels all over the world. But at the very end of this poem, without trying to make this prove my point, but just the occasion to say it, something occurred to me that would not have occurred if I hadn't started into the process, and that's where it says, "Or their graves in the rain."